Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey,
hi, everyone. How are you?
Great. We were having a little technical difficulties, everyone, but we're here. We're here.
It's not that easy to run technicalities when they're multidimensional.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Well, we have had a jam-packed week, so we're going to move forward as quickly as we can because we're kind of 5 minutes late. We're going to ask everybody to hold calls tonight because we have so much material to cover, and I know the team has something they want to do with everyone for the Earth, and, of course, utilizing the power of emotion. Tonight's show topic. Now, and everybody who got my mail out, you're allowed to laugh whenever you get the titles for everything because you can be certain that I will have misspelled something because I go into some weird state when I do these, and I can't spell. And there is no spell check on the thing that I go on to enter everything. So I don't know what you call that, but whoever carries my website. Anyway, so I thought it's the power of emotions to transform our world and our lives. And, of course, Veronica's going to ask questions of the team tonight.
I'm excited about that.
Yes, about how to utilize our positive emotions to transmute fear into love. And Lord knows we have had a ton of fear this week.
Oh, my. Even just the last day has been just a dandy.
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. And, of course, I included this wonderful piece from Greg Braden on the power of emotion. And just so everybody understands, these shows get set up kind of on their own, and I laugh because I don't get a direct message that says, we're going to do this until, of course, the last minute. But all these pieces start coming into play, and then once even the title goes out, the other pieces come in. And it's like watching a puzzle unfold. It's always a fascination to me. Thank heaven I have something to entertain me all here by myself.
I don't think you're by yourself. You look like you've got a room full, like you said.
No, I'm not by myself.
Just physically, that's all.
Yeah, right. Well, yes. So I'm going to read a couple of pieces of this, not the whole thing, because I send it along for everybody to read. Hopefully you've got a chance to do so. If not, you can go back and review it.
It's pretty interesting, I figure.
Yes, it is. And what he says is, during the remainder of 2008, we're moving into a powerful phase of transfiguration of our emotional matrix, both in the individual and collective lightworker consciousness field. A quantum shift is occurring within the vibratory levels of the emotional body, and boy, can I attest to that, which is quickening overall bodily frequency. A sense of being reprogrammed will be felt by many as we come into greater levels of emotional stability and balance. We're preparing to enter as a group into the eye of the storm. Interestingly enough, that was last week's subject. I've been fascinated how many things have come across my computer, you know, referring to the eye of the storm. Most of us have been conditioned to think that emotions are to be discounted and controlled at all costs in order to supposedly rise above and transcend the emotional plane. And trust me, I want you all to know that the reason that they are so fascinated with us is because of our emotional body, not in spite of it. Yes, indeed, we must focus on balancing emotion that is densely vibrating on the far end of the polarity spectrum. Please contemplate, however, that it may be through authentic feeling and the power of emotion that we will be most greatly affect worldwide transformation of consciousness as the new pathways are being cut. As ambassadors of light, it is through our unification of heart and related emotions that is shifting collective consciousness above and beyond anything else we are doing. This feeling, this coherent resonance and consistent positive upliftment that is felt as a result of our strengthening group bond, our love and our joy, is the real energy that is shifting and reprogramming the collective consciousness matrix. And I just want to stay here because I think this is so fascinating. This was a real aha for me because we've focused on working with the emotional body. This has been a major focus of the work. And I'm fascinated now that, you know, the realization that it is our emotions that we are going to use to shift the collective. I mean, we've been doing it with the sessions, but I love this. We have a very influential emotional body. The power of emotion is one of our greatest gifts and serves as the golden key to planetary consciousness shift in this evolutionary phase. This is how we are bridging into the new world. And lots of other stuff here. And then for those of you who, I don't know how much I've ever talked about it on the show, certainly in individual sessions for years, the team has been talking about the platinum ray and bringing in the platinum light. And in fact, from almost the very beginning, so almost 4.5 years, we are also invoking the action of the omnipotent platinum ray through our bodies, our hologram, and the collective holographic field of consciousness. This is the powerfully charged energetic beam of multidimensional light resonance. It is of a very high frequency and reportedly holds within it the codes of universal truth. When invoked, this silvery light has phenomenal healing qualities and greatly assists with laser-like effect to clear toxic emotions while bringing whole body restoration and optimal balance to both female and male vibrancy field. Now, you know, again, I thought this was fascinating. And you know, when people have said, well, I have a problem going out in public, and it's always the same thing, they always talk about the platinum ray or the platinum light.
I mean, as an antidote for that.
Absolutely. And I use it before every single session. Mm-hmm. Absolutely before every single session. Now, before we get into the show, there were some other things that came across. One was from Deepak Chopra, and it was called the Obama and Palin Effect. And I'm just going to read a couple of little pieces from here. And if you go on to Deepak's website, I'm sure it's right there. And if you can't find it, email me and I'll send it off to you. Sometimes politics has the uncanny effect of mirroring the national psyche, even when nobody intended to do that. He is the reverse of Barack Obama, in essence his shadow, deriding his idealism and turning negativity into a cause for pride. Now, this is not a political piece. I want you to understand this. This really is dealing with the shadow effects, and he goes on. It's very interesting. In psychological terms, the shadow is the part of the psyche that hides out of sight, countering our aspirations, virtue, and vision with qualities we are ashamed to face. Anger, fear, revenge, violence, selfishness, and suspicion of, quote-unquote, the other. I hate to chop this up, but, you know, we have a lot to go through tonight. Look at what she stands for. Small-town values. A nostalgic return to simpler times disguises a denial of America's global role, a return to petty, small-minded parochialism. Ignorance of world affairs, a repudiation of the need to repair America's image abroad. Family values, a code for walling out anybody who makes a claim for social justice. Such strangers being outside the family don't need to be needed. Rigid stands on guns and abortion, a scornful repudiation that these issues can be negotiated with those who disagree. Patriotism, the usual fallback in a failed war. Reform, an italicized term, since in addition to cleaning out corruption and excessive spending, one also throws out anyone who doesn't fit your ideology. This is a contest between the two forces of progress and inertia. Will the shadow win again, or has its furtive appeal become exhausted? No one can predict. We deserve to see what we are getting without disguise. And believe me, I've chopped the heck out of this. But I was fascinated that Deepak came out with something like this. And it made perfect sense that when you have a light side come forward, you will always have the countering dark side. It's because we're in polarity. Did you have a chance to read this, Veronica? I sent it over to you.
I sure did. Yes, I did.
What did you think?
I thought it was pretty intense, actually, and pretty strong about the forces that are going on. I think it's really worth reading for everybody.
Right.
I was surprised, coming from Deepak Chopra, that it was so politically intense, actually.
I know. Well, I don't think he was trying to, you know, I don't think, again, he was looking at the fact that our politics were reflecting the light and dark so dramatically right in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really his point. I don't think he meant to use it as a political hammer, although it kind of came across that way, but it really, that was not the intent when you read it carefully.
Well, when he when he refers to, for example, Reagan, he's talking about that polarity and how it looked under that kind of circumstance.
Oh, I know. I didn't even read that part because I didn't want to upset anybody who's listening tonight, for those who still adore Reagan.
I know, but the way he put it was more like how the balance of the light and dark was during that time as well, and I thought it was just a nice comparison. Not nice, it was intense.
Well, he says, it would be a shame to elect another Reagan whose smiling persona was a stalking horse for the reactionary forces that have brought us to the demoralized state we are in.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
That was intense. You notice I didn't read it.
And I also agree that for us to pass on stuff that is actually polarizing is probably not a good idea anyway, except that some of this really makes you look at the whole picture.
But, you know, the reason I did bring it up is because it's really our job to look at things from a much broader perspective.
Right.
If we get too narrow, we get down into right, wrong, good, bad, etc. This is looking at it from a much broader perspective. We've spent so much time over this last, over a year, working in the shadow. And I just thought this was just too important not to share.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to bring up some old things, which are only a week old, but it doesn't take much time.
Things are moving along here.
Boy, are they moving along. The Hadron Collider, which we talked about last week, which is the LHC that has begun operations in Switzerland, in Geneva. And I was talking with a wonderful person that you know as well, Veronica, Theodore, and I was sharing last week's show with him and some of the information about the, and he was not aware of it, and we got into the quantum physics aspect of it, and what he, and I was telling him how people, I've had so many clients besides yourself, Veronica, that had, really got kind of plotzed over this thing getting fired up. It had quite an effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he went on to say, which I thought was fascinating, he said, whenever you are working with particles and you're colliding particles, you create waves. Now, I've done a lot of work around the wave theory, so I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. How I missed this was beyond me. And what he said is, in waves are non-local. Waves will activate anything like themselves anywhere, and I'm going to stretch this, anywhere, not only on Earth, but in the cosmos as well.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So that really made me kind of, again, the team has assured me that they are doing their best to work with these energies so that they have more of a positive effect on us than a negative. In other words, to help accelerate us without having the negative effects. So it may be a little, I try to pull up a really smart word, but I'll have to use discombobulating. Yeah. It may be a little discombobulating to people.
I was thinking the same word, actually.
Oh, good.
I bet everybody at home was, too, right?
Oh, good. Well, and it is, because you can be exhausted and feel absolutely energized and not be able to find a medium. It's like going to bed knowing you're exhausted, getting a couple of hours sleep, and then you're up and down all night long. All of a sudden, there's this real sense of acceleration. And the acceleration is, of course, being reflected in our world with the exaggerations on Wall Street. I mean, when we're talking 300-400 points in a day, up, down, not just one day. I mean, usually one day is enough for people to talk about for years. We've been seeing this on a daily basis. And as I was telling Veronica last night, as I was going to bed, the last thing I heard was that the Russian stock market had crashed, which was not a wonderful thing. But we're really talking global here right now. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, this whole show became so incredibly important in terms of utilizing the power of emotion to make a difference. And that's what we've all been training for in reality. That's what we came in for. That's why we've all taken on such extraordinarily difficult lives, so that we would have a handle on the extreme of emotions. Did I need to repeat that one?
You know what I'm wondering while you're saying that is that can we, with our emotions, can we affect the waves?
Yes.
In an increasing fashion, in a similar way?
We can affect, we can affect creation with our emotions. We can affect any, that's why they do double-blind experiments.
Right.
We know that the power of emotion is beyond anything. The power of emotion can heal. The power of emotion can bend spoons. The power, I mean, this is, you know, people have been concerned about using the mind, but this is emotion. And it became crystal clear to me that this is absolutely, Veronica, you and I both know this. The majority of the people out there have had extraordinary, that are listening tonight, have had extraordinarily difficult childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They experience the gamut of emotions to the extreme. And to me, that has been a training ground for all of us. To get a handle on emotions, and we were willing to go in and take on extreme, extraordinary, difficult emotions as training for where we are now. This, to me, is Atlantis all over the place. We're in it. We are in it. And we can go to the fear and watch the whole planet go down, the economy go down, everything go down, or we can pony up and utilize that came out of history. That's all the men I've worked with.
I thought you'd been out riding or something. I'm still going back to this Haldron, what is it called?
The Haldron Collider.
Yes, because I'm thinking, I'm just going, well, is it so that as it's working, like I told you that I felt this kind of strange disruption in really odd ways. I said that last week, and it's happened again this week. And it's if it's those waves coming, you know, if the waves are moving on out, that's what's going on.
No,
right?
They're not moving. They're not moving. They're triggering.
But they're triggering in people like me. Like
in other words, if a particle, if you collide a particle,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it creates a wave. The wave, in turn, triggers everything like itself of that same frequency. Obviously,
and some of it triggers us. Some of it triggers us inside, right?
Yes. If they're trying to recreate the Big Bang Theory, I want you to look at the kind of velocity we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of energy having to be utilized to collide particles to recreate the Big Bang Theory, to recreate the Big Bang, per se. And that kind of gives you an idea how much it can impact us, as well as what it's doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why there is a lot of work going in and has been going in preparation for this. In other words, in essence, that this came up last week, that this is being ameliorated to the point where it will accelerate us.
Hmm.
Okay?
But I just keep thinking vibrationally we can consciously get in resonance with some of the expansive parts of it, right?
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So we can ride.
Our higher selves are working on that. All of our star friends and families are working on that. So that, in effect, we are working in resonance with it instead of opposed to it.
Okay.
We're going
to adjust. I just thought that while you were talking. I just finally got it.
Great. Okay, moving on. I don't mean to cut you off, but we have so much going on this week. The ship over Alabama. And, you know, I want to forewarn everybody here. This is about the Federation light ship that's supposed to appear in the middle of, I think, October 14th, centered over Alabama. It's been, you know, described as being 2,000 miles long and this and that. Now, Ashtar, the woman that channels Ashtar came out and said, yes, it's going to happen. We are going to be there with them, with all of our ships. And, you know, I wanted to address this because people are seeing this stuff on blogs and so on the web. There's a lot of controversy going on. People saying, oh, they're, you know, our government will try to hit it with atomic bombs and, you know, they're going to blow up Alabama. This thing got really out of hand. So
my question is, how many of those have already been here?
Well, here we go again, and if we want to go back to frequency, you know, the team has talked about this. It's all there, we just can't see it anyway. Okay?
Right.
So, which really at this point is neither here nor there, because, you know, if, and I know your team said that there was going to be two ships, you know, there are all kinds of potentials, and I don't want to go into the fear side of this because I don't think it serves anything.
Well, and my guys are saying that there's a balancing ship. They're both.
One dark, one light.
Yeah.
Get it?
They're not putting it in such extreme terms. They're just saying there are two kinds, and, you know, and there's going to be a lot more of that.
Again, for people, and I just want to say this, I don't ever get on the bandwagon with I stated when I first talked about this that this is the first time that something really grabbed me. Any other time this stuff has come up, I've just had this sensing just to pass it on by. This particular situation may or may not happen. Not everybody may see it as what happens many times with sightings. And Daryl Anka, when he talks about his experience in L.A. when he had a sighting, and it was quite close, he and two friends saw the ship, but nobody else did.
Hmm.
And it was Bashar's ship. So, you know, I just want to say here that what happens for we as humans sometimes tend to feel that this is going to be a panacea and that all of our worries will be over and, you know, from here on out it'll be smooth sailing. And that, regardless of whether it happens or not, is not the intent. The intent is to, in the event it happens, the intent is to awaken people to the reality that there is life outside of Earth. It is not a precursor to the fact that they're going to land and fix our planet. And if, in fact, they believe, especially with the way things are going right now, that people are going to respond in that fashion of, oh, yay, they're here, I don't have to do anything, that would be interference in our evolution. And they can't allow that to happen either. So there are a lot of factors being weighed, and I want to share that with everyone. It would be wonderful, I think. It could be, you know, used in negative ways to people's advantage. Again, we're at a very, very dicey time right now, especially with this particular political race. Anything can happen between now and November the 2nd or the 4th or whenever it is.
Many might not even see it, right? Many, many people might not even see it.
That is a possibility. Again, when you get a group situation, sometimes people can tap in through the group. And when you have a lot of people who are focused on an event, they then move into their own sub-collective. And so sometimes you can see or experience through the collective energy rather than just your own. That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on again. Interestingly enough, when I sent this out, Ginger, who channels Galexis, wrote me back and said, geez, you know, we must be right on task, because Galexis is going to be doing a workshop on the power of emotions. And I said, well, you know, nothing surprises me. Of course, everything is coming in together. It's like how many times I've heard the eye of the storm from different things that have come through. It's not like everybody's reading everybody else's stuff. It's just that truth is truth is truth, and it's coming through very directly these days. Getting back now to the power of emotion, and I'm going to share a real quick cute story before I go on the channel. My son's friend, and they live together. The landlord told him he had to move out, and he had a couple of months, etc. And, of course, it just undid Jason because he doesn't handle change very well. And immediately the water heater broke, and the owner of the home refused to fix it, so they have no hot water. Now, you know, one event, you know, I just kind of giggled, and I thought, well, I know Jason, and whenever he's upset, he'll have a car wreck or somebody will hit his car. Something will happen to his car. He suppresses emotions, and they come out they come at him, okay? And then that was yesterday, and then today the television broke, and I could not help myself. I couldn't stop laughing, and I said, I really, because they hauled one of my televisions out of here tonight. But again, negative power or positive power of emotions. And as we're dealing with everything that's going on right now and our responses to it, which I'm going to let the team talk about, certainly, here was the shadow side of the power of emotion. And it really made me giggle, and it certainly drove it home. I didn't find this out until they came over tonight just before the show. So, anyway, I got a big kick out of that. a real kick. All right. I'm going to go into channel. Veronica, have fun.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Remember, you have to... I'm already going. Remember, you have to watch the clock, okay?
Yes.
All right. We are here. Welcome, 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 everyone. Now, this has been an exciting week. Certainly, it could have been very scary for a lot of you and financially devastating for others. And many of you are scratching your heads going, what's next? You know, what do I do with my nest egg? Or, you know, what's safe, what's not? Very, very, very extraordinary time. You're in the middle of a heated political race, and which is going to be quite interesting. And we would say, as you watch it all unfold, tongue in cheek, rather than getting upset, as the channel does, rather than getting upset, all right, be the observers of all of this. Now, why do we say that? Again, the power of emotions. This is where, think of yourselves now entering finishing school, all right? This is when you're going to learn to harness emotion more than you ever have before. Now, the channel talked earlier with you, Veronica, about Atlantis, and we want to say here that it is making itself known very quickly, very quickly. That you are most definitely, most definitely reliving similar times, not the same, but similar. Now, Lazarus has talked many, many, many times about the fact that so many of you came back that were in Atlantis during one of the three destructions, and you came back this time to be certain it didn't happen again. So you knew coming in that you had to master emotion, master fear. Now, the reason that we have worked in the emotional body is to clear, to clear, to clear, to clear, and will continue to do so. Not only emotions of this lifetime, but historical emotions. Emotions of all your lifetimes. On this planet and elsewhere. Finishing school. You are all far more than you know. Now, you've heard this from, a bevy of different channels and learned people on your planet saying, you're far more than you know. We hope now that that's beginning to sink in, that you're beginning to realize at a very deep level that you are. That playing small is not going to work any longer. This is what you came for, everyone. Your planet and your country are entering, actually fully in, times of what many are going to perceive as crisis. We would say critical. Crisis has this very negative connotation of, you know, all or nothing. Critical has some wiggle room. Critical means that you sharpen your tools. Now, you don't have time anymore. Now, this is a play on words, because you know there is no time. But you don't have time, within your illusion anyway, to play the fear game anymore. Now, it's going to come up. We know that. It's going to come up here and there and here and there. Because you are human. And because right now it's triggering survival emotions. Survival. What happens if? What happens if? What happens if? You are all so powerful. Now, the key thing has always been your capacity, your emotional capacity, your capacity to love. But along with it, your capacity for fear and hate. The shadow side of the emotions. The shadow side of the emotions. Over here, hope and love. Over here, fear, hate, judgment, you can throw in some other negatives. On the love side, you can throw in joy, appreciation, gratitude, and on and on. Critical times. So how do you harness these emotions? And Veronica, we're going to turn it over to you. We're going to let you field questions. We'd like you to kind of keep it in line with this. If you can.
Well, yes, I think actually instructions on how to harness emotions, because people are feeling a really big collective fear, aren't they? It's really hard to, people are actually losing. Well, okay, my question is if we can deal with our fear and so on, people don't have to lose nest eggs and houses and so on, do they?
Everything can change in a moment. In a moment. In a moment. Never before. And this will become so obvious you will not be able to miss it, that you must stay in the now moment. You cannot project ahead right now. Interestingly enough, all the analysts out there are saying, well, these are unprecedented times. There's no yardstick. This never happened before. We're making it up as we go. Yes, you are.
We want it that way, in a way.
Making it up as you go. That's the truth. Is it disaster or celebration? Triumph. No one is going to be able to predict the outcomes because they haven't been written. You're writing them as you go. Now that's a lot of responsibility. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I'm also perplexed by the fact that as we handle it within ourselves, and we can have a concurrent reality that differs from the person right beside us, can't we?
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty confusing, too. Not just confusing, but when you think of taking action collectively, it's like, I guess we just drop into being in the now moment in ourselves and dealing with our own emotions, eh?
Yes. This is your version of reality. Now, all the people you work with, haven't you noticed that you may work with a lot of people that are just so emotional and upset and distraught, and then you'll talk to someone and they'll say, oh, I'm just fine, I'm lovely.
Yeah, having a great time, yes.
Right, and don't you wonder why they're doing so well?
Can we, are you complete with that? Because I would like to ask you about the collider. Is it placed here now? Is it all happening now with a huge advantage for us?
It can be an advantage. And this is where you get to choose. This is where you get to choose. I'm going to align myself. You see, you actually hit on it earlier. I'm going to align myself. I'm going to ride the wave, quote unquote. Ride the wave. And I choose, hold on, I choose that as these energies impact that they will, again, going back to Bashar, regardless of what's intended, I intend to experience only good from this. Therefore, my choice is that I will be activated and accelerated in the ascension process easily, elegantly. I will be able to transmute, move through, dance with the waves. Now, you're a dancer, Veronica. You understand this one?
Yes. And it's actually very carefully placed in this time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is carefully placed. Now, there are other motivations behind it. But all of you have the wherewithal, the ability to focus, to utilize this energy in a positive way. Because you choose. Now, not everyone on your planet is as sensitive as you are. Some people may just feel a little edgy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you noticed people out there and you look at them and you think, you know, damn, with everything that's going on, they just seem to plod along.
Mm-hmm. It's like some people don't experience any of the turbulence out there at all.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They're living a different experience.
I know, it
just
sort of makes...
Like you, wait a minute, just like you can. As it relates to everything that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the collider, stock market, the banks, the global economy, now, how do you use emotion? Change the stock market. The same way you always did, except with more focused energy. Flooding it with light, flooding it with love for the highest outcome, knowing now more of a laser beam than you've been able to do before. Think of it this way, we'll play with it. Let's say that the Hadron Collider has accelerated things so that your emotional focus can have more laser-like impact.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does.
All right. So use it now. Now, how else can you use these emotions? Well, hopefully you're going to use them for self.
Mm-hmm.
To love self. The other thing, oh, and we do caution you on this one. Please give yourselves a break. Stop beating yourselves up. Oh, damn, I went into fear today. Oh, I did this. Okay. Moving on. Next time it happens, it won't be as long. I'll get there. You know, when you first started any sports, you went out there, you used ice skating with all the confidence in the world till you found out you couldn't stand on the skates. At first, you hung on the walls. Then you took, you know, little areas. A little further. And when you'd fall down, you'd bounce back up and go again. Well, the same thing with your reality creations right now. Because it's going to come back at you very quickly. And so are your negative emotions. They're going to come at you. Watch when you're in a bad mood and you go out and watch the cars coming at you. well, that person almost hit me. Well, damn, look at what that person did. It's you. Do you think that you just ran into all the worst drivers in the world in one day? Of course not. The reality is going to give you instant feedback. It's that accelerated right now. Now, we don't have a lot of time, but we would like to take you on a wonderful experience to give you an idea of how you can utilize these emotions. And what we'd like is for everyone to close their eyes, gently close your eyes now. Take a nice deep breath and relax, just letting go. Letting go now. Listening to the sound of our voice and letting go. And allow us now to carry you to an extraordinary experience. Something that you can recreate every day if you wish. Relax your bodies now. Just relax. We're not going to take you fully under. Just in a lovely, relaxed state. And we want you all to visualize now yourself standing in the middle of a clearing, calling on the platinum light. And visualize now that platinum light coming in a spiral out of the cosmos. Sparkling and sputtering as it enters your atmosphere. Pummeling towards you. And as you feel it enter your field in this beautiful spiral, a fluorescent, platinum, sparkling, sizzling light, spiraling around you now and going down, down, down into the earth, continuous spiral, continuing around you, down into the heart of the earth, and now turning and coming back up, as one is coming down, the other coming back up around it, spiraling around you, down and up. Feel yourself now transformed, transmuted. And while all of this is going on, open now your left hand. And in your left hand, feed the earth. Now don't allow your mind to get in there, oh, it's too big and that won't work. This is because you don't realize how big you really are. Right now you're functioning as you truly are, holding the earth in the palm of your hand. Inside this extraordinary platinum light, the highest frequency that you can experience on earth at this time. And now, with your right hand, raise your right hand and hold it over, don't touch, over the earth. And now evoke the emotions of love and gratitude and joy. Conjure them now. Pull them up out of you. As much love and gratitude and joy and appreciation for this extraordinary planet. And feel your hands now heating up as you're infusing Earth with these emotions. The entire planet, love, gratitude, appreciation and joy. Push them now, push them through your hands into the Earth and watch the vibrancy of the Earth change. Watch the colors. Watch the vibrancy. Keep pushing the love. Keep pushing the love. Keep pushing the love. And now release the Earth out of your left hand as it shines and sparkles, filled with your love. Gently now, gently, come back, come back, come back. And gently now open your eyes. You can do this every day. Some of you will see the crystalline grid light up on the planet as you're doing this. You will see it begin to beacon, flashing off and on as it's taking in your love. You can amplify it too, seeing the heart, the sacred heart, your sacred heart light up. Feel the energy moving from that heart down your right hand, coming out the palm, and down your left arm, coming out the palm. You are this powerful. This is not just an exercise. If you choose, it is as real as anything that you will ever do on this planet. Now, Veronica, could you feel that?
Oh, it was wonderful. I really, I felt extremely, I want to say expanded, but it was more like light and airy and just infinite.
Yeah.
I liked it very much. Thank you. We'll have to sign off pretty soon here, a couple of
All right,
minutes.
Veronica, why don't you tell everyone about your show, please?
My show next week, Radiance by Design, is at 4 o'clock Tuesdays on BBS. And at 5 o'clock, I'm featuring an interview with a fellow named Aravinda, who's tracked the solar lineage of the Ascended Masters. His journey and his teachings are really excellent. So it's really, I think, a wonderful show.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Thank you.
All right. All right. For a moment, we would like to, with your permission, come right through your computer. So, not that we have to do it that way, but we will. And we would like to take a moment to be intimate with all of you, to love all of you, to surround you with our love. And if you will allow us to blend our frequencies with yours, to allow you to feel our love, as you love your planet, we love you. As you lit up your planet, we light up you. That is our goal for each and every one of you. And for you to remember, being as big as you were, holding the planet in the palm of your hand, that's who you really are. Not some small little person moving in and out of a box through a door every day. You're immense. You're here playing small, knowing that you would remember how big you really are. And we're here to gently remind you and prod you, maybe push a little here and there. Always loving me. We ask you, if you will, to call us in tonight. We would like to touch each and every one of you during your dream state. Whatever your personal requests are tonight, put them out as you go to sleep. Dear team, please come work with me on this or that. We are happy to do so. We love you, dear Veronica.
Thank you, I love you. Thank you so much for this evening.
And we send to all of you our total, complete, unconditional love. We are with you always. You are never alone, any of you. Remember now. The positive emotion. Fear at this timing is the enemy for all of you. It drops your resonance. And it renders you powerless. And that's not what you came here to do or to be. Until we speak with all of you again next week, our love.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Are we on?